The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Okay. On the regular old show today, Lindsay was talking about her weekend and that she went to her friend's girls' Halloween party where they were all, it was a witch theme, right? Now we're all in dressed like witches.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of damn witches around there.
Yeah.
And Riggins thinks that that's ridiculous.
I do.
Right?
Yeah. I do. I think it's ridiculous. And I also balance that with, you got to let people enjoy things. And I totally get that. So I want to be really careful. If that's her thing and that's the one thing she gets excited about every year, God bless her. I hope she has a ball. The problem with it is demanding that everyone you invite over to participate in this experience with you, they have to live under these really strict, stringent rules that I don't love as much.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not just her. I've been invited to like 3 in October. I'm only going to 2, but it's, and there are stipulations, like you must wear black or maroon to this next one.
Yeah. And it's basically the stipulations are you wear a costume and whatever the theme is, which, I mean, if you're going to have a Halloween themed party, you're supposed to wear a costume.
Mm-hmm.
But Riggins, you're saying that the seriousness of the order of go put this witch costume on now.
Yeah.
You have to put the witch costume on.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm not going to let you in unless you're dressed this way. Like, you also got to let people, live their lives and stuff like that. I mean, Lindsay came in her school, you know, the kids' school colors, because she was just at the kids' school. So like, cut her some slack. She showed up. That's, you know, part of it. You just show up to support. Don't then, after I come, go, hey, well, you need to do A, B, and C. It's like, oh, I brought my ass over here.
Yeah, but
Riggins, you're speaking, though, from the point of view of a guy.
Yeah.
And I have always said, and, you know, I didn't get this from anybody, I observed it myself, is that women will search for any excuse to wear a costume mm-hmm. or something. And the only I know this is a fact. This is the way that they are made, that they always want to play dress up from the time they're little bitty girls to the time they crawl into that casket and get patted in the face with a shovel. They love playing dress up. And so if they can do that and satisfy this urge that they have that is biologically placed within them and not make their men in their lives that they supposedly love have to do it too. Mm-hmm. And that's a win. That's a win. Now, I would think that every single woman at that party, except maybe for Lindsay, who had already been at one activity and was tired and she's also sick. Don't forget that. Mm-hmm. Every other woman thought it was just as great as the host thought it was because they get to dress up.
Yeah.
It's all they want. They want to dress up or dress down. Women go through life trying to figure out how they're going to dress up or dress down.
Right.
Dressing up means in a costume or dressing up into something fancy and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
However, the other way is just as important to them at different times, which is dressing down, which is what I always say. They look for an excuse to be in their pajamas. So they either want to dress up or dress down.
Mm-hmm.
That's really well put. I never thought about it like that, but you're exactly right.
Yep.
I've never put it that way.
Yeah.
That just hit me.
That's good.
Because they always want to wear a costume or they always want to be dressed like they're going to the, to the ball,
mm-hmm.
Cinderella,
mm-hmm.
or either they want to look like they are suffering from the flu.
Yeah. Which is how I normally look. But don't get me wrong. I usually enjoy a good dress up
situation. Oh, we know.
Yeah.
I do now.
I want to put that out there. I was excited for that. I do not like going to back to back events that are totally different. I don't love that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
I mean, when you got these children. But how many other Halloween parties do you have that you're going to be having to wear a costume? Not just the women only ones, yeah, but one you'll be dragging your husband to as well.
So I have two more. One is only girls and one is both of us.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more his side, his friends. I don't, but yeah.
His friends in that it's a guy throwing the party?
It's a couple. It's a couple. Mm-hmm. And they always throw a huge to-do.
Okay. For Halloween.
And we've never been, so we're going this year.
Yankees?
No.
No, they're not?
No. No.
Mm.
They're from Nashville, I want to say.
Originally?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Yeah. Kind of similar.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'll be fun. It's a big, you know, catered. It's like legit. You know.
At their house, or do they rent out a space for it?
At their house.
Okay.
And big house. So.
Okay. So when you are talking about these other parties that you're going to that are women only,
mm-hmm,
those women hire professional decorators and all of that to do the decorations and all, they're just doing it.
Mayor is she is a Halloween expertise,
mm-hmm,
and she will not let anyone. She does the best of the best. So she does her own. And then this girl, other girl I'm going to, I don't know. This is the first year of this. So we'll see.
Hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just what I'm saying. If it were the only activity on the schedule for the day, Riggins, mm-hmm, Lindsay would have been fired up to, she would have been putting so much work into what her costume was going to be and everything.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I've already got my costume for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Lindsay would get more excited because she gets the opportunity to dress up, or the fact that she gets to, you know, hang with her girlfriends? Which is more important, do you think?
Dressing up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She can hang with her girlfriends anytime in regular clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cute pecs, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds miserable.
Yeah.
I know. I don't think enough husbands use it as ammunition to fight back with a woman who accuses them of being immature. You know, because wives are always talking about how immature their husbands are.
Mm-hmm.
Where all the husband has to do is just turn it back on them and go, well, I mean, I don't think that dressing up in a silly, playing dress up, you know, is the end all be all of the season. Like you do, you don't see me having to walk around here dressed up like I've got a box full of costumes in my playroom
or wigs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But why do women get a pass with the dressing up, but guys don't get a pass with you in as far as video games are concerned? Like, you just accept that women are going to play dress up, but you can't stand that guys play video games.
I call women out for being immature all the time about it. Yeah. I mean, I say it's immature, and that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that husbands ought to use that as, you know, coming back at them as a comeback in an argument. Yeah. If the woman is accusing them of being immature, say, well, at least I don't have to play dress up.
Well, and video games are totally different. Right? Because you can't be hot and play video games. You can be hot and dress up, you know? I mean, right?
I've never heard somebody put it so succinctly like that.
I mean, it's cut and dry. I mean, you know.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it!
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
Lynn, your Bible school is tomorrow, right? Okay, it's not today, it's tomorrow. How often do you have to participate in, like, to where they say, Lindsay, what do you think of this, this, and this? Do you ever have to stand up? And I know that you don't like addressing the group when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. We're at tables of 10,
yeah,
and there's like 300 or more. So nobody really has to speak. We have a table leader, and she'll just say, if you want to talk, you can talk. But
well, we have a clip of Lindsay reading the day's Bible lesson, like from the scripture.
Perfect.
And I don't blame you for not wanting to do this in front of the whole class. Listen.
He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the righteous for his name's sake. Yea, I walk through a valley shelter of death. I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. For there are with.
Yeah, so I guess you didn't have a chance to practice before.
Woo!
Woo! That day.
Yikes. Is she drunk? I mean.
Pagener. Pagener.
Yeah.
I mean, Ever.
You need a new, what do they call it? New standard revised edition that puts it into layman's terms.
And possibly the bigger print, I'd say. Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Mm. King James did not expect that little rendition. Yeah.
300 people, 300, and all women, right?
All women.
300 people for a Bible study group.
Yeah. Maybe more. I'm trying to calculate how many. I don't know how many tables there are. It's a lot. And it's one lady up on the stage, mm-hmm, which she's amazing. And there's a wait list for this.
Yeah, I know. You always talk about that. And
it's hardcore.
And so she is, she's the one that leads it the whole time.
Yep.
Is she part of the church staff, or is she just a regular woman that knows the Bible?
She is a regular woman. Her dad was a pastor. She's a member of the church. Her boys go to school there too. But she knows her stuff. Her growing up, her mom was Catholic and her dad was Baptist. So she grew up going to two different churches at like three times a week each.
Yeah.
So she couldn't figure out why she was going to all this church growing up, but it actually helped her do this job now, so she can talk to so many different denominations and people. And it's incredible.
Now, which parent was Catholic and which was Baptist?
I want to say her dad was a pastor at a Baptist church and her mom went to a Catholic church.
Okay. So the dad just, you know, signed up for a life of holding his wife's hair while she throws up.
What do you mean?
Because Baptists don't drink at all and Catholics drink at all.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, that's funny. Yeah, I never thought about it like that.
Catholics love drinking.
Mm.
It's part of it.
Oh.
So he married a Catholic girl. And
yeah.
Ooh. Now, I wonder if her mama turned Baptist.
Never. And she said she learned
to go to a different church.
So the kids went to both churches. And so every day she was at a different church. She said,
okay. That's what I'm saying. So the wife of the pastor went to a different church.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, she went to his church, but then she also went to her church.
You know? Real church.
Yeah.
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 It's the craziest story I've ever heard. Like,
it is.
They would, on the same day, they'd all go to the different church, you know, together. Two churches.
Is she also like a motivational speaker kind of person? Or okay.
And she's fantastic. I mean, I cry almost every time. She's really good. She's good. And she knows.
What kind of stuff does she sell, y'all? Is she selling that, like those pyramid vitamins, things like pyramid scheme vitamins?
No, I've already done that this year. No, she is just, she's just like perfect. I can't even explain it.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Yeah. How old is she?
Let's see. Her son's in college and senior. So probably 55.
Okay. So she's about Jody's age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's great. She's great. But that's why they had to put a, she's so great that they had to put a cap on how many times you could do it. So you can only do 4 sessions and then you're out for life. So I'm on my second.
Yeah. And how much is it entry fee? So you got 300 people at what, $50?
I want to say it's 30 and you get the books. It's like 28 or 30.
Okay. So I'm just wondering how much the church is making off of it.
I don't think any, because you're getting the Bible and the book with it, you know.
Oh, you get a Bible every time? A new Bible?
It's like a women's study Bible.
Oh.
So.
That's sexist.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Did they change the words in it for women, like specifically for women?
It's chapter has how it relates to your motherhood and your, typically everyone's a mom. I mean, you don't have to be a mom, but like it.
It comes with coupons, Riggins. At the end of each chapter, there are coupons.
Diapers, wipes.
Brooms and Swiffers and stuff.
Yeah. It just catered. And there's a men's Bible, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what's in that. Nothing good.
The way Lindsay said that was so funny. I don't know what's in that. What could possibly be in that?
Yeah. But I need it. I mean, when I'm not in it, I feel like I'm missing something.
Yeah, me too.
So, what denomination is the woman now? She was raised Catholic and Baptist. So, what denomination is she now?
She goes to the church it's in, and the church is Baptist.
It is,
which is the church I go to. Yeah.
So you, I thought your church was a non-denominational church.
No,
it's Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My kids go to that school too.
Well, you broke up. You what?
Oh, my kids go to that school too. So it's a school and a church. It's not, how do I put this? I grew up Baptist and it's not.
It's not Southern Baptist. It's just a Baptist.
Yeah. And it's not as, you wouldn't think it's a Baptist when you go, if that makes sense. It's like.
Yeah. It means they allow drinking and no piano.
Well, no, there is a piano, but there is.
Does the piano and organ lead the music, or is there an acoustic guitar on the stage?
There's both, and I think some they lead and some they don't.
Is it a regular piano, or is it a little keyboard that's set up on the stage with a teenager playing it?
It is regular, because I noticed it was really pretty.
Old lady playing it?
She's not young.
Okay. All right.
Just not young. not super old, but not young.
Yeah.
And it's not like they would, let's say they'd be okay if you were a dancer, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
If you wanted to like do some ballet, they'd be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Southern Baptists are like hardcore.
You know who, an organ, like the organist in the church is that I know is my Aunt Tina.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Is she real?
Yeah. She's been, organist in churches for ever since she was very young, and my mom has been the music director at churches. You know, when I was growing up, she was the music director in church, and mainly children's music. That's what my mom did in the school system. She taught, you know, elementary school, but then whenever they added music programs to the schools, that's what her job was. She was a children's music teacher.
A lot of xylophones, I feel.
Yeah. My family is musical.
Yeah.
It could be a musical, a tragedy, a tragic musical. My family. Anyway, that's good. It's good. I hope you're retaining a lot of that. And then not just retaining it, but putting it into practice in your life.
I'm trying every day.
I guess we'll see that after session 4. Yeah. Will they kick you out?
Yeah.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream live every weekday at tjriggins.com. Our new homepage works just like an app does, and it's the best way to enjoy the TJ Riggins Show. Or you want to listen later? Make sure you grab the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, tjriggins.com, or YouTube. And a sincere thank you for being a member of the radio family.